Blog Talk Radio.
Be wrong, but I'm also wrong and petty, wrong and petty, wrong and petty, and I'm gonna tell that shit that you did. So we're gonna get into all those, all these different type of examples of the situations that we're talking about today on a black male love affair on the Urban Therapy with Sun show. So let's get it popping. Urban Therapy with Sun 752 with this, the Urban Therapy with Sun show. We do this every single Sunday from 11:30 a.m. till around 1-ish. And the reason that we say one ish is because sometimes it gets so heated that we just have to do a little OT on a Sunday. And it is Sunday. This is a show where adults come out and play with other adults. We laugh, we cry, we argue, fuss, and fight, go back and forth with each other, busting up all crazy. We take an introspective look into our own personality to see the way the universe interjects us into this thing called the world and try to figure out this thing called life. We play on the monkey bars and push each other up the sliding board and push them on the swings. We play in a sandbox and on the merry-go-round. It's like one big recess for adults. One big recess for adults. Are y'all ready? I am your host, Sun 752, a.k.a. Omar with the rrrr. And if you can't say Omar with the rrrr, well, then you just say Omar with the R. This is the Urban Therapy with Sun show, and I'm so glad to be here right in front of y'all, standing where I stand, sitting where I sit, and having y'all staring right back at me. Make sure that y'all hit the like button, even though I haven't given y'all anything to like yet, but I'm telling you, it's coming. It's going to be good. Hit the like button, share the show, Subscribe to the channel if you haven't subscribed to the channel yet. This is the Urban Therapy with Sun Show. So we're talking about a black male love affair. Have you ever been a part or have you ever been in a black male love affair? Have you ever shared your secrets about something that you have done or the way that you feel to somebody that you were seriously involved with? It could have been your girlfriend, your boyfriend, your fiance, your spouse, but you share things about you. You know, like, it's crazy, right? Because some people are so low, so petty that you share with them things that may have happened to you when you were a child. And these are the type of things that they might throw back up in your face if you threaten to leave them. And you may be leaving them based on something that they did to you. They cheated. You was like, I'm out of here. They like, yo, I know I cheated and I know I'm wrong, but I really think that you should forgive me or else. Huh? Yeah, I think you need to forgive me or else. And it's like, you may have shared some really sensitive information about maybe something that happened in your family or something that personally happened to you when you were younger that really affected the way that you view life. For example, let's say if your brother or like a close family member, a brother, sister, our aunt, uncle, your mom, your dad sexually assaulted you when you were young, very young. And unfortunately, when it comes to sexual assault, man, when it comes to molestation and rape and all that kind of shit, unfortunately, you know, families don't always handle those situations well. And I've even seen situations where it was so trifling that a close family member may have sexually assaulted a child, and they still went on to be close family members with the child that they, listen, when it comes to abuse, there is no accounting for it. There is no accounting for abuse. You can never measure how someone is going to handle an abusive situation. But we know that in an abusive situation, there are always going to be some things that we have to handle. With that being said, imagine being romantically linked and hooked up and deeply involved with somebody that would tell your business like that. Yeah, bitch, you know what I mean? That's why your brother used to fuck you when you was 7, 8 years. What? Yeah, that's the kind of that. It's like when your family is really your enemy. But nonetheless, you're left to deal with that. And I'm sorry, not your family is really your enemy, but your lover is really your enemy. Your the person that really should be your best friend is more similar to your worst enemy. So now you're in a black male love affair. It could be a situation where you haven't reconciled that in your own mind, in your own heart. Maybe you never got the therapy. Maybe you never got the counseling that you needed in order to move forward in that situation. But now you're dealing with somebody that's supposed to love you and that you love. You're worried about them blasting this shit out to the rest of the world. You're worried about them blasting this shit out to the rest of the world. If you should part from them, or if you should get out of pocket, or defend yourself, or to stand up for yourself. So that's what we're talking about today on the Urban Therapy with Sun Show. So I hope y'all understand what we're working with. Hope y'all see where we trying to go. I hope y'all understand what we're talking about. I hope that y'all participate on the show. And if you would like to call into the show, I invite y'all to call in. As the number to call is area code 319-527-6199. That's the number to call. I said a 319-527-6199. Yes, 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 y'all. I said a 319-527-6199. Yeah, get on the line. I said a 319-527-6199. Yeah, get your shine, baby. 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 319-527-6199, baby. It is the Urban Therapy with Sun Show. Y'all call in. I will call you out by the last four digits of your telephone number. Press number one, and I'll call you out by the last four digits of your telephone number. We can rock out, rock on it, do the damn, do the damn thing. So we're talking about a black male love affair. What do y'all know about a black male love affair? Have you ever been in one? You may have been in one and didn't even really realize that that's what you were in. Maybe you had a soft black male. Soft black male. Because the shit can get so trifling. It really can. It can get trifling. I've seen it. I've seen it from the lowest end of the socioeconomic ladder to people who were well-to-do. Everybody has some things in their lives that they have, that they are ashamed of, that they would rather keep private. Some things are straight up secret. And you know how it is, man. You know how it is when something to you doesn't seem like a big deal, but you see how sensitive of a topic and an issue it is for somebody else. You know what I'm saying? Like, even if you take the whole sexual assault thing, and I do think that that's a big deal, but you were more than likely powerless in that situation. If somebody took unfair sexual advantage of you as a child, you didn't have any power. You were defenseless to be able to defend yourself against that. You were defenseless physically more than likely, and defenseless mentally and emotionally. But it could have affected you so negatively, physically, mentally, and emotionally. But it's nothing to be ashamed of because you didn't do anything. You didn't do anything wrong. But in a child's mind, whenever a child is punished, whenever a child gets hurt, whenever a child is assaulted, they process that information differently. They process it like it must have been something that I did wrong for them to do that to me. That's the way a child thinks because they don't know. And if you never get the right counseling, if you never get the right type of guidance and help and assistance and understanding and empathy, then you may never get it figured out. But here you are with maybe the love of your life, and they're threatening to put that out on Front Street. This is your lover we talk about. Yeah, this is your lover we're talking about. Shout out to Emily Dunlap in the house and T. Carey, right? Morning, noon, and night. It's always great to have my people going directly into your sight. And Carol Chamberlain, best friend, my favorita, always great to see ya. Brother from another mother, Norris Hills, the back, relax, do your thing, max and chill. And is the aqua activated? I'm so glad you came through. I'm happy and I'm elated. And my brother Ansel Jones, Baltimore brother, girl, can't leave him alone. And who else got left? Wait a minute. Don't let me forget nobody. Yo, you a hottie. Stacey White now. Yo, let's get it right now. Yo, I know you're up and you're down with the Urban Therapy with Sun Show. Yeah. You know what I'm talking about? I said, yeah. Make sure I got everybody. Freedom and justice now. If you're still there. If you're still there, glad to see you here. We have a caller on the line. Yes, we do. We have a caller on the line. Caller with the last numbers 4580. Welcome to the Urban Therapy with Sun Show. What's going on? How you feeling this morning?
Did you go to college just so you could be a rapper? Is that the thing?
Listen, we need more college graduates to start rapping. That way we can have more practice in the we can have more knowledge in the lyrics.
Uh-huh. Well, judging by your description page, the way that you write, you may be right. You might be able to add some content in the lyrics. Since you, well, today's the day that I got here before you did.
How about that?
Yeah.
Well.
So the blackmail thing, you know what? I had forgotten all about it. But I had a mistress. I was in a relationship with a married woman. So the blackmail was on her, not me. Because I let her know I wasn't going to do anything to ruin her marriage. I didn't want her to leave her husband. And she told me that she wasn't going to leave him anyway. But that was the blackmail potential. Is that what you're talking about today?
Yeah, well, we're talking about the potential and the actual act. You know, some people aren't blowing smoke up your ass. They're dead serious. Like, if you leave me one day and I feel some kind of way about it, I'm telling all your shit.
Oh, yeah. Oh, God. Yeah. That is something. That's never happened. I don't know anybody that it's occurred to. But that's a natural fear. When you give of yourself to somebody, you're naturally very, very vulnerable when you confide in them. And when they don't love you anymore, all bets are off. When they loved you, they were sweet. They were moral. You can trust them to a certain degree. But now that they don't love you, and if the breakup was full of animus, woof, your dirty laundry is out there for all the neighbors to see, potentially. Oh, I hear what you're saying, yeah.
Well, here's the thing. We're not even necessarily talking about a situation where they don't love you anymore, because they may be holding the blackmail over you because they want you to stay. So that's their bargaining.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's their unification bond right there. If you leave, look, we're going to be together till death do us part, or I'm telling.
Yeah. Yeah. You reminded me of a situation. It was a hypothetical. I went to a certain site, and I shouldn't tell people what site I went to, Pornhub. And when I was there, there was a part of the act, the role play, was that the girl had married a particular guy. Now, the guy has a son, and the stepson finally meets the stepmom. And the stepmom is horny and never got laid by the dad, right? Because the dad has ED. So she blackmails the boy into staying inside the apartment and saying, if you don't F me, can I use curse words on your show, or will that be bringing down your show?
Absolutely. You can say whatever you want.
I can't? All right, thanks. She says, you don't fuck me. I'm horny as shit. I'm telling your dad you came over here to fuck me, because the guy was saying, look, you're my stepmom. I just met you today. You married my dad. I shouldn't be here looking at you when you're naked in front of me. So she blackmails him to stay, like what you're saying about. You know, yeah, and that, and I'm sure that happens too in real life. If you leave me, I'm going to tell your shit. Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, it can get really serious, because a situation like what you're talking about is a personal situation between family members or whatever. And that's one thing. But sometimes there are some secrets that you may share with somebody that you're with that are really, really deep and personal to you, to the point where you may have only told your wife, well, let me say your spouse or your lover, that because you didn't have any choice. They may have just found out about it. Maybe you didn't tell them. You understand what I mean? So, you know,
yeah.
one of the biggest components of a relationship is supposed to be trust. You know, and that's whether you're talking about being in a loving situation, a romantic situation, or a friendship. You know,
yeah.
a friend, if you have to worry about your friends going behind your back and talking bad about you, or even telling the bad truth about you whenever they get upset with you, or just because, you know what I mean? So a lot of people run around calling themselves friends, but they don't know the first thing about being a friend, because they're really just a bunch of snitches and a bunch of backbiting, backstabbing, no good, underhanded, you know, snakes. And you don't find that out until it's too late sometimes. So friends do this sometimes, and lovers do it a lot. Like, you know, I've always told men to watch what you do in front of your women, because men let their hair down, so to speak, and definitely let their guard down when it comes to their woman. Yeah. They do. They get the pillow talking and telling and snitching and reporting and revealing and all that kind of stuff. But the bedroom is one of those places where you better be 100% confident and sure about your activities. Because I know of certain situations where, let's say, a man likes some sexual activities in the bedroom that were a little bit unorthodox, a little taboo. Like, let's say, for example, he likes it when his woman puts the finger up his ass, or maybe even something bigger than the finger. You know, that's his thing.
Now, of course,
that's supposed to. Now, a lot of people will say it. A lot of people will say what happens in the bedroom stays in the bedroom between people who are married. So it's supposed to be the thought that as long as you're married, anything goes. Yeah, well, marriages don't last forever. If you go by the 50% plus divorce rate, so sometimes these marriages aren't worth the paper that they sign.
That's right. But
now we know how it is when a woman is scorned. You think she ain't gonna tell anybody that you like having a dildo up your ass and you've been out cheating, or you've fucked up the money, or you done ruined their family? Like, well, good luck with that one. Or it could be that, or it could be that you actually have some homosexual tendencies that you've displayed in the bedroom. That's coming out. That's coming out.
Mm-hmm.
You hurt her feelings and basically ended her emotional life from her point of view. Yeah. Well, that's coming out. Now, are you going to stay with your woman so she don't tell everybody that you like a dildo up your ass? Maybe. Maybe not. The thing is, she probably wasn't the first one who you requested to put a dildo up your ass. You know what I mean? Like, you got a whole string of ex-girlfriends that can confirm this. It wasn't your first day.
Yeah. Yeah. Not his first rodeo.
So, yeah, black male love affair. That may be one of the things that will keep you together, but it keeps you together in toxicity. Speaking of toxicity, now, just because somebody has the gun on you, so to speak, as far as having the power to expose you if you should act up or if you should leave them, it doesn't necessarily mean that you will act right. You may not have act right in you. You may have staying power, but you may not have act right. So you agree not to leave, but you may not have agreed not to cheat, not to lie, not to steal, not to be deceptive, and all of that kind of stuff. And the other person who has all of the negative information to share about you, that may give them the green light to go toxic on you. That may give them the green light to do whatever they want to do. Because, like, well, yeah, I understand that I'm wrong. But I also understand that if you get on me about being wrong, I'm telling. Bottom line is, I'm telling. You know what I'm saying? I'm throwing out the whole snitching policy. I'm telling if you get on my nerves. I'm telling if I have a bad day. I'm telling if you don't go make me a cup of coffee.
Yep. You know? That's right. That's the bottom line. If you annoy me, I'm I'm taking your shit, and it's all out in the neighborhood, all out in your family's Thanksgiving dinner, everything. Yeah.
Yeah.
Luckily, I've never had to be in that kind of relationship. Yeah.
Yeah.
And come to think of it, now that I'm talking to you about the topic, I am grateful because I really wouldn't want to have somebody hanging the sword of Damocles over my neck, because that's got to be the most uncomfortable feeling in the world, you know? Oof.
It's definitely not a favorable situation. There are few things in the world that could be more terrible than that, because, I mean, when you think about it, like, I'm supposed to be in love with somebody who is treating me like an enemy. It's like being in a love affair with your bookie or a loan shark.
But if you don't,
like, I'm in love with my
bookie.
Yeah,
they like you, but if you don't pay up, if you don't pay up, you're dead.
Yeah. You'll never play the piano again.
Have you known anybody like that? Have you known anybody who's been in that kind of situation with a girl who's got all the power, got her by the short hairs because he revealed something to her in the bedroom? Oh, and by the way, that's how Matt Harry's work, in the bedroom.
Well, I've seen it in more than just the bedroom situation. And I've seen it more than – I've seen situations where the woman had all the power, and I've seen situations where the men had power. Like, I've seen situations where a man might have committed a crime that his wife or his woman knew about. Maybe he killed somebody, or maybe he hurt somebody, or maybe he robbed somebody, and she knows that he did. He may have brought her some of the money from one of the capers. You know what I'm saying? And yeah. And I've also seen situations where a man had something on a woman, like maybe she was collecting welfare or something like that, but she was also working under the table. So I've heard many men. I'm gonna tell welfare that you working. That you working under the table, you know, doing hair, hustling, whatever, and they gonna kick your ass out, and you're gonna lose your Section 8 house. I've seen it. I've seen cats do that to their woman, and I'm thinking, like, dude, this is the mother of your child. This is the mother of your child. You're gonna get your children and your baby mom put out of their house. Well, that's what that bitch get. She let stop fucking with me, and they wasn't playing. Some people get mad just for the moment, and some people finish the job.
They take that hatchet and cut your neck off. No, I've actually never even talk to anybody who told me about what was happening to them with their exes. So I'm hoping it's a rare, rare deal. But thinking about it, it's got to be the most uncomfortable situation in the world. You're falling in love with somebody, and then, as you said, you're actually sleeping with the enemy. Now, but the worst thing is the girl says, you got to stay with me or I'll reveal all your shit. The best thing is, you better go, leave me alone, or I will tell, because that's the best thing, because then you can leave her alone, even though you may still be in love with her. At least, you know, she's not chasing you. But that's a shame when you can't trust somebody for various reasons.
Yeah.
It's bad enough when a man can't reveal his vulnerability to his best friend, his wife, or his girlfriend ordinarily, because the women think of men as pussies if they start to cry or if they start feeling very anxious about certain situations. But if you actually do reveal something which is very, very near to your heart, can really cause you damage if revealed, and you reveal that to your girlfriend or to your boyfriend, and they decide one day, I had enough with this guy or this girl, oh, I'm going to make sure they're not going to leave, and I'm going to tell the whole world. That person who does that, they deserve a beat down. I mean, a real beat down.
I agree. I do. I totally agree. I mean, it's a terrible situation. Unfortunately, it's not an unfamiliar situation. That's the real problem. This is not a foreign situation to a lot of people. And sometimes when it is a foreign situation to some people, then they get introduced. They get a rude introduction. You know what I mean? I'm definitely not happy to make your acquaintance. You know? Like, this is fucked up.
Yeah.
This is red fucked up. Yeah. But it gets deep. It gets deep because, like I said, we've all done some things that we would like to remain private, that we would like to stay cloaked in secrecy. That, you know, this is it's La Cosa Nostra. It's this thing of ours. This is just between us. You know, we're brothers in arms.
Yeah.
And don't always get away.
So, yeah, keep it in the family.
Yeah. Well, we're talking about it in terms of it being in relationships, personal or romantic relationships, but this happens in clubs, organizations. You know what I'm saying? It definitely happens in business.
Yeah.
You know, business people snake each other out with this blackmail shit all the time. You know? I'm going to tell the tax man. I'm going to tell the IRS what you've been doing. You know? Or unscrupulous big business practices. Well, you know, that car detailing shop that you have that nobody gets their cars detailed at, we're going to tell what it's really a front for. You know, that type of shit. You know, it's not a favorite.
I know two people involved in that.
Listen, I honestly don't really look down on people's business practices as long as they're not cheating people. When you start cheating people that I can see and that I know about, then I have a problem with that. But the way you make your money, if it's not hurting anybody except for the IRS, I don't give a shit. Shit, what has the IRS ever done for you? Fuck out of here. I'm not a hater. I'm not one of those people that's going to be like, well, I pay my taxes, so everybody got paid it. I don't give a fuck. Shit, rob them motherfuckers every day. Just show me how to do it. Show me how not to be able to pay. That's all I want. Look. Check it out. Either you tell me how to be able to not to pay taxes, or I'm telling you. Fuck that.
Yeah,
you
right.
Put me on.
Oh man, I forgot all about that. You reminded me. I have two friends who, if you didn't know, that they were involved with the FBI in turning on their bosses. Two different guys who didn't know each other, two different situations. And if you just knew them, met them, didn't know anything about them, unless they'd known them for years and didn't know about that situation, you would have thought of them as the greatest guys, and they probably still are. Mm-hmm. But they got caught up in something that they shouldn't have gotten caught up in, and in order not to jail, they ratted out their boss.
The snitch fest.
So
right.
Now they're both out of jail. Yeah. Ow, you know. Because they were friends of mine, straight out that what you did was wrong for you to have been involved in this bullshit in the first place. But they didn't care. They knew it was wrong, but the money was there. The money was good. And the boss got caught, and they had to turn state's evidence or else.
Or else, right? Yeah. Cats are not going to stay strong in situations like this. I mean, with most men, there are normally two things that separate the bond that men have: money and pussy. You can best believe you can best believe one of the two is going to separate you eventually.
Mm.
All that other shit really all equals up to the money and the pussy. Not necessarily in that order either.
Nope.
It is what it is.
Yeah. I'm thinking about something I was involved in that what I did to a friend of mine without, I was 21 years of age. And I didn't think that what I did would be hurting him. But instead of being cryptic, I'll tell you what happened. I reunited with a boyhood chum of mine.
Are you there?
Hello?
Yeah, did you get cut off?
I guess so. This has been happening to me lately. Jesus Christ. All of a sudden, something happens and I'm off the air. God damn it.
Well, you're back.
Can you hear me? I'm back?
Yeah.
All right. Well, anyway, what happened was we came into contact again. He's married. But at this particular point in time, he's just about to get, he's about to be separated. So now, a few weeks later, he actually goes. So now, I'm already friendly with his wife because he's introduced me to her a couple of times. I call to find out how he's doing. She tells me he's no longer there.
Mm-hmm. Joe, you're going in
because
and out.
Because there were... Ah, Jesus, let me call back because that's... Fuck this goddamn app of mine. I'm going to call right back.
Okay, cool. As we proceed to give you what you need, so we're talking about blackmail love affair, y'all, and we're talking about a situation where people who are supposed to be together bonded in either holy matrimony or bonded by being lovers, you know, man and woman, man, boyfriend, girlfriend, that
can
kind of stuff.
Can you hear me? Because I can't even hang up now.
You can't even hang up?
I
wow. You ain't going nowhere. you try to leave this show, I'm telling. I'm telling what I know. Oh, I can get him off there. All right. So, like I was saying, you know, when you're supposed to be linked up with somebody that you think you can trust, trust is one of the biggest things, one of the greatest components of any relationship. Nobody wants to be around with somebody that they don't think they can trust. Why would you ever want to be around with somebody that you know that you can't trust, that you think that you can't trust, somebody that makes you feel uncomfortable by being around them because you know that they're not 100% or that you know that they're the weak link in the chain or that you know that they will compromise you if times get rough. And by times getting rough, I mean either they think that you did something or maybe they'll create a situation where you look bad. Things like jealousy do these things. Things like envy do these things. Things like being possessive, overly possessive, do these things. You know, some people don't want you to get your shine on. Some people don't want you to look good. Some people don't want you to go anywhere without them. You know, they have taken ownership of you and your situation and your love and your participation. And they're like, I'm just going to do what I have to do. Now, look, I know that y'all all know situations like what we're talking about when we talk about this blackmail love affair. I know that y'all know situations like this because all of y'all have known somebody online that has put all of their baby mom, baby dad, ex-husband, ex-wife or whatever stuff out there on Front Street and took pleasure in doing it. Like, I wouldn't normally do this, but that's what you get for fucking with me, or that's what you get for doing this, that, and the third. blah, 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 blah. You know, and when you see it online, if you're anything like me, you're hoping that it stays online, even though online is no place for that kind of shit, because you're involving a whole lot of people who don't know you nor give a shit about you. But you're like, well, at least this is not happening in their own community, amongst their own family members, in places where their children can see it or whatever. But who knows how far and how deep this situation can go? There is hardly any accounting for being trifling. When people get trifling, it's hard to put a cap on that. It's already out of control, way out of control. So there's these things that we have to deal with. I'm dead serious when I say I've known situations where I've heard dudes, and I'm thinking like, damn, dude, you sound like a straight bitch. You gonna tell on your baby mom that she getting that she do hair on the side and getting money? You know, like, I don't know, maybe she's selling paparazzi or some shit like that. She making money besides her welfare system. So you gonna get her Section 8 fucked up and get her food stamps taken away from her? Cause what? Cause she don't wanna be with you no more? Damn, dude. But it's real. And I've seen dudes be serious about doing it. I've seen them do it. They wouldn't complete the mission. And it's no different than women who have done the same thing to men. Well, yeah, you talking about getting partial custody of these kids? Oh, yeah? Okay. Well, let's see if you get partial custody when they find out how much weed or how much coke you be selling. Yeah. Let's see if they think that you're a fit enough parent to be able to have partial custody. Yeah, you won't be claiming nobody on your fucking taxes. How you gonna claim taxes on drug money anyway, motherfucker? Mm-hmm. Shit like that. Yeah. Shit like that. So it can get deep. And all because somebody wants you to stay with them, share your life with them. Share my world, don't you leave. Well, it really gets bad when what happens about what I was talking about earlier really happens. You know, when you get into a situation where the person who is the real trifling person in the relationship is the one that has all the negative information on you. So you got to be good while they be bad. They're cheating on you, but you can't tell them, you can't hurt them by talking about them cheating on you, because they know something about you. You know, so your girl is trifling. You know she messed with that little stringy head, that little fucked up dress wearing ass motherfucker from around the block that can't keep his pants up. You know she messed with that young boy, but she knows that you slumped the motherfucker back in 1997, and there's no statute of limitations on murder. Sure, you have gotten right with God about the situation. Yup. You and God have made peace with the situation, but not you and the DA. Mm-mm. No, not you and the detectives. Y'all haven't made peace with it. They don't know it's you. You're not even a suspect. They've been out here. This is a cold case. This is a cold case. They don't know who killed Skeet, but you know who killed Skeet, and the problem is your baby mom know who killed Skeet too. Yeah. So what to go on do? You're going to have to handle that. Handle it in what situation? Handle it in what way? How do you fix a situation? Well, I'm going to tell y'all this. when somebody has information on you, they only have it on you one time. You can only blow the whistle on somebody one time. You understand what I mean? You can only blow the whistle on somebody one time. And once you reconcile that in your mind, then you can start about freeing yourself. Freedom is all about having peace of mind. If you don't have freedom, if you don't have peace of mind, you will never be free, because you can't be mentally in bondage and still experience freedom. You can't have secrets out there that you're worried about coming out and expect to and experience freedom at the same time. That's not free. Freedom means being comfortable. It means being secure and safe. When you don't feel safe, when you don't feel comfortable, you're not free. So some people don't know the first thing about being free, because they involve themselves in situations all the time that keep them in a box. It keeps them from growing. It keeps them from traveling. It keeps them from exploring. It keeps them from learning. It keeps them from incorporating. They can't make a move because somebody else has them in the headlock over here. TK Wright says, I've gone through this with my ex. He was so happy to tell my business. See, that's what I'm talking about. So happy to tell your business. And I always wonder, like, what is the pleasure that people get from this? I can see if it's putting money in your pocket. I can see it. But once the cat is out the bag, it can only come out one time. That's the thing that I don't think that people understand. You can only let the cat out of the bag one time. You got one shot. You better dump it all out, and it better count. Because if you don't make it count, if you don't make it to the point where it's going to do enough damage to be able to satisfy you, or that it's going to put the right type of money in your pocket, then you wasted your time. And you wasted that shot. You know, yeah. If it's a situation, you know, where you're messing around, let's say you're cheating on your spouse or whatever, and you're dealing with a, you know, a lot of women have been with a man who, I'm sorry, a lot of women, I mean, a lot of men have been with a woman who threatened to tell on them to their wives. You know, yeah, I'm going to tell your wife that me and you been fucking around, blah, 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 blah. I'm like, okay. And a lot of men will submit to that. Like, okay, I'll do whatever you want. Yeah, when Friday's paycheck comes in, I'll come right over and break you off your portion. Please, just don't tell my wife. I watch the ID channel, y'all. And I see men kill their wives because they either got another woman pregnant or they were cheating. I'm like, cheating is a bad thing, but goddamn, this shit is not the end of the world. But when money is your god, when you make money your god, so you're like, well, if I go to these divorce proceedings, if my wife finds out that I've been cheating, then she may proceed with divorce proceedings, and then I'm going to lose all my money, or I'm going to lose half of my money to her. Like, motherfucker, work and get the other half then. Or do the right thing and the smart thing. If you are dealing with a woman who is going to tell your wife that you're cheating, then go to your wife and tell her that you've been cheating first. Because more than likely, this is what's going to happen. If your wife finds out from another woman that you've been fucking around, she going to get your ass. But if you go to her, then more than likely, it's going to be you and your wife against your side chick. Yeah, we're going to kill that bitch. In which case, now you got another body because, you killed your side chick. But, I mean, your wife was your accomplice, so. Well, that's extreme. The bottom line is, don't let anybody tell your truth. Don't let anybody control your actions because they control the narrative of your truth. If your truth is going to come out, the least you could do is tell it yourself. So the names, the dates, the actual actions that took place don't get all twisted. Because you know when somebody else tells your story, you know how that goes. You know how it goes. We'll see what y'all talking about. Oh, my goodness. These shits is, I don't know. I don't even be touching the lenses on my glasses, but they be looking like I just been smearing them. He says, TK Wright says, only thing is, folks started defending me and questioning him about why he was trying to do me dirty. Mm-hmm. 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 She says, people like that believe that they're going to, they're gaining a long-term advantage over you.
Yeah.
And that's why you have to take your power back. So if the truth is going to hurt you, then you might as well go ahead and hurt yourself. Don't let anybody else hurt you with your truth. Because they're going to mix some lies in it anyway. Only you can tell your real truth. Nobody else is going to tell your real truth because you were there when your real truth happened. Somebody else, they may not have been there, or even if they were there, they're only going to tell that perspective from that particular event, not what led up to it and not what happened afterwards. You tell your truth. Don't let somebody gain power over you because they have power over your truth. You take your truth back and reclaim your power. That's what you got to do. That's what you got to do. Look, these chicks out here married or hooked up with a man, and they go get pregnant by another man, and they keeping that shit a secret. Like, until when, shorty? Until when? Well, you know, these chicks said that get pregnant by another man. You know, you cheated on your man. You know, the next man ran all up in you, shot your walls up and all of that, and planted a seed. And you know it's your side dude's baby, because you ain't been fucking your husband. You ain't been fucking your man. That's how they always know. Like, you know, people like, well, how were you unsure about whether it was your husband's baby or the other man's baby before it was born? Like, you knew. Them chicks be knowing. They be knowing. Like, well, I wasn't fucking my boyfriend. I really wasn't. I wasn't fucking my husband. He ain't getting no ass for 6 months. He ain't getting no ass for 6 months. But then when after I got pregnant, he got some ass for the next 9 months. Like, what you thought, you was going to change the DNA of the baby? I think some women actually think that shit. I think they believe in the power of prayer too much. Like, God, please, please let this baby come out to be my husband. Please, please let this baby come out to be my boyfriend's. But rarely do they have the balls to just come clean. Like, listen, I kind of fucked up. Shit. I mean, we can all count. So if you in a situation like on some Maury shit where you testing five dudes, I don't even be believing that shit. Real shit, I don't even be believing that. Like, okay, you back for the eighth time trying to find the paternity of your 3-year-old. I don't believe that shit. I think them motherfuckers just be getting paid to come on the show, and I think they be like, they just go around to people around the way like, yo, yo, you want a trip to Connecticut? We can go back on Mari, you know what I'm saying? Like, yeah, I ain't going to take my real baby dad on the show because, you know, shoot, I won't be able to go on the show for the next 9 months. That type shit. That type shit. Man, you know damn well it ain't your baby. Or you know damn well that ain't your baby dad or whatever. Like, all that damn drama. I'm 1,000% sure that he's the father. How many times can you be one time? Anyway. Yeah, that's a different level of trifle. You wait until the baby is born in order to reveal the truth. And sometimes not even then, like, y'all got the same eyeballs. Like, yo, his eyes don't look like mine. No, not the whole eye, but the eyeball. Yeah, the eyeball. You and him got the same eyeball. That is definitely your son. No need for a test, though. Just give up the cash. Black male love affair. What do y'all know? What do y'all know about being in a black male love affair? Sleeping with the enemy. Dealing with somebody that you know will tell on you about something that you have done before if you should try to separate from them, try to break away from them, try to leave them. Where are my people at? Where are my people who see the value in this kind of shit? Like, well, you do dirt, you get dirt. Where are those people? Because I know it's some of y'all. I can't say who. I don't know that much. This situation persists way too often. It's way too familiar for us not to have been involved in it or for it to not be any of us. Shit. I don't have it in me to just be telling on people. I don't have it in me. I'm glad that I wasn't wired that way. Because I think I look at it too logically. Like, what's it going to do for me? What's it going to do? How much money is it making me? How much pleasure is it going to give me? You know, what's it really worth? I'm not one who can go for the quick hit. Ansel Jones says, if you have consistent contact with the person, making it worse. I mean, people stay with each other for years based on this dumb shit. It doesn't always make you, you know, humble to the point where you will act right. How many of y'all have ever been with somebody that y'all were scared to leave, but you were hoping that they would just get tired of your shit and leave you? No? So everybody listening to this show has always had the balls to just end a relationship? Because, you know, women say that shit all the time. Why cheat? Why cheat? Why don't you just move on? Why cheat? Why don't you just move on? Why cheat? Why don't you just move on? Hear it all the time. I'm like, Well, evidently there's something to it because people cheat instead of moving on. Maybe it's a situation where moving on may cost them more than cheating will. Sounds crazy, right? Like, you would risk getting cheat. You would risk of knowing that you would risk getting caught cheating than moving on. Like, yeah. Sometimes you're dealing with somebody who can deal with cheating, but they can't deal with you moving on. Yeah. It sounds crazy. I know. It's like crazy, right? Yeah. It happens. Some people can deal with cheating. They just can't deal with moving on. So, if you leave me, I'm telling on you. That's what I'm going to do. Stacey White says, tell your truth. Freedom feels good. Yes, it does. Yes, it does. When they say that the truth will set you free, I don't think people understand how deep of a concept that is. They're not talking about the truth in words. We're not talking about George Washington, you know, telling his dad that he chopped down a cherry tree, which, is, by the way, is a total fucking fable, you know what I mean? Like a total lie, like absolutely 100% incorrect. Just made it up. Fuck it, it's folklore. But we're not talking about telling that type of truth. We're talking about your truth, the truth of your existence, the truth of how you move, the truth of what you think, the truth of how you are. Some people find it very hard to deal with that truth. There are a lot of people out there that are very uncomfortable with who they really are. Very uncomfortable. Lately we've been going back and forth online about this whole situation about women and weaves. Weaves and makeup and all that old shit. Why some women will never let a man see them in their God-given natural state. They've gotten too far away from that. It's no different than dealing with a man who wears baseball caps all the time. Y'all know who I'm talking about. Not particularly who I'm talking about, but y'all seen, I know we all know men where if they take off their hat, we're so used to seeing them with their hat on. When they take their hat off, we're like, damn, you have hair? Or, I didn't know you was bald. Or they just look so different because the hat has become basically part of their everyday uniform. Become what we see. We're not used to seeing them in any other state other than having a hat on. You know? So, you know, but that's part of their truth. If you can't even look at yourself in the mirror, basically you can't even be alone with yourself in the mirror without a filter. Yeah, you're not going to be able to tell your truth. You can tell some truths, but you're not going to be able to tell your truth. You're uncomfortable with that. And I'm not trying to diss women who wear weaves and makeup and shit like that, but I'm just saying, all things in moderation. Just like the dude who wears the hat. Like, damn, dude, what are you, Mr. Marcus? Y'all know Mr. Marcus from the point of, you know, Mr. Marcus. We always wore the baseball cap. Like, yeah, what the fuck? You know what I'm saying? How many of y'all have seen that? How many of y'all are Flintstones fans? How many of y'all like the Flintstones? The Flintstones, you know, the old cartoon, the Flintstones. Not the new episodes in the Flintstones. The old Flintstones. You know, the Flintstones ran from 1960 to 1966. Did y'all know that? All of the episodes that you see of the original Flintstones came from a 6-year run. They only had a 6-year run. So when you hear them talk, when they had certain guests on the show like Ann Margrock and the Beatles, which were the Bug Music, that was the time frame that they were speaking about. But I'm asking, did y'all like the Flintstones? Because they had an episode on the Flintstones one time where Fred was dealing with this rich lady or these rich people or whatever, and he said his name was Mr. Blah-blah. Hey, Mr. Blah-blah. And everybody who said his name had to put their hand over their face, over their mouth to say it. Mr. Blah-blah. Hey, Mr. Blah-blah. Y'all remember that episode? I was going somewhere with that, but that's almost like what we're talking about when we talk about people who are ashamed of their own truth. They can't live in their own truth. To me, there's nothing worse than not being able to live in your own truth. So you running around here like Mr. Bull. Yeah, Mr. Bull. Mr. Bull. All right. Narsho says, I can't disclose the part I played without being burned. I'm either staying out of it or planning my exit strategy. I hear that. T. Carrie Wright says, I needed him to make the decision because every time that tried to break it off, he begged to stay or act right. Mr. Kazoo. Mr. Kazoo. But yeah, man. This is it's a hell of a situation to be in when you are romantically linked or closely involved with somebody who you know will do you dirty by revealing your information if you should try to separate from them. Act right or die. Act right or die, baby. You ain't just going to be able to exist over here. No. Not going to happen. Not going to happen. Yeah, but you can always take your power back. Your power is what it is, and you can always get it back. But you have to mean to get it back. And, of course, I'm also talking about the person who is the extorter, who is the blackmailer. Because you're listening, too. Like, I don't care what O say. You fuck with me. I'm telling all your shit. Hey, I know plenty of people who stand by that shit. I know some people I would not tell any of my business to. And, you know, ain't it funny how those people are always the ones saying, well, how come you don't tell me nothing? How come you don't ever share with me? And you're like, you a snitch and a snake. You a snitch. You know, that's a snitch and a snake. You a snitch. You a snick. Yeah, you a snick. A snitch. Snick. Snitch. Snick. Snitch. Yeah. They always want to be in the know. They always want to be all up in your shit. You know, trying to get close to you. Trying to make you feel comfortable enough to share more information with them so they can use against you. People need to find something better to do with their lives. You got to find something better to do with your life. With your life, man. You got to do something better with your life. But they don't see it that way. They don't see it that way. How long do y'all think that a situation where there's a blackmail situation can last? How long do you think that that can persist? I've seen it done for years. Years. It may be done so long that you may have forgotten why you were even in the blackmail situation. Or forgot to be in one. I'm not accepting any friend requests from any graphic design people. They are some scamming, no good bastards. I'm not accepting any friend requests from any graphic designers. And shout out to all of these social media page hackers inboxing you like, hey, how you doing? Like, this is somebody never inboxed you before. They're like, hey, hi, how are you? You're like, hi. They're like, yeah. Have you heard about the new government program with it? Bitcoin. Now, you can make a lot of money off of Bitcoin, but give me a fucking break. All I'm saying is that, yeah, we ain't getting down like that. Wait a minute. Oh, okay. Naomi Savage. Oh, that's my people, the young joint. Yes, Naomi Savage. I'm like, wait a minute, that name sounds familiar. I know who that is. What up, Naomi? What's good? If you're still here, you know, people popping in, they pop in, pop out. But good looking, subscribing to the channel, for sure. Good looking out. So that puts us, actually, that should put us firmly at 930 subscribers. Yay! 930 subscribers. We on our way to that first 1,000. Woohoo! And I'm not saying that like it's a small thing. That's a big thing. Make sure y'all hit the like button. Make sure that you share the show. Make sure that you subscribe to the channel. If you haven't subscribed to the channel yet, this is the Herb Is There with Steve with Sun Show. The Daily Go Get a Mism Show is going to be back on soon. Somehow. As soon as I can get this whole work situation, you know, under control. Right now, it's a little hairy. It's a little, remember I said I was going to try to do it on the late night? Yeah, well, you know, things happen. Ansel Jones says, snitching is being used for everything now. And Ansel Jones also says, criminal acts are watered down now. Telling someone cheating ain't serious enough for that. Yeah. Well, what if the person that she's going to tell has been cheating is, let's say, a pastor or minister of a church? Sometimes churches go light on that type of violation. But sometimes they go a little hard. Sometimes they go hard. So imagine you, well, I don't know. The mother of the church is not going to be in a good position for revealing that her pastor husband or pastor son is running around there messing around with all the chicks in the congregation. And he may not be messing around with all the chicks in the congregation. You only got to mess with one. You only got to be involved with one bad one. It'll get you everything trifling and terrible that you ever needed. It only takes one. No, it says, my son's mother account was hacked. I got a message that said, Ogun kill you? She may be special, but that was obvious. Yeah, I'll tell you, man. These damn Nigerians, man. They have no chill. And yeah, it's, unfortunately, it is always Nigerians doing that shit. They some page hacking motherfuckers. Yo, I just want to know, what kind of money are y'all getting from this page hacking? Because they are the kings. They are the kings. Hacking pages, pretending to be women. I'm going to tell y'all how you get a hacker off your contacts real quick. You're like, oh, you so friendly? Yeah. Let's video chat. That's going to shut that shit right down. Because they can't do that. Yeah, some are going to try to drag you over to either Hangouts or WhatsApp. They're going to try to drag you over to Hangouts or WhatsApp. Talking about some, you know, we can talk somewhere besides here. Like, this is Messenger. Why can't we talk here? Because they know Facebook will get in that ass about hacking. But WhatsApp won't. And Google Hangouts. They won't. They light on that. It's all right. Yeah, all you got to do is request a video call. Like, yeah, let's do a video chat. They're going to tell you no. Now, leading up to that no, they was acting all friendly like, yeah, and I want to get to know you. And where are you from? It clearly says on my profile where I'm from, bitch. Yeah, what part? Why, you know people from around here? You know people from around here? Freedom and Justice says it's about morals and values. About morals and values. Morals and values. Yeah, that can get a little dicey. Because we definitely don't all have the same morals and values. It's wrong. It's immoral. A lot of times our morals and values comes from our parental upbringing. And a lot of times that just ain't going to cut it. That ain't it. Cause your parents might have been type fucked up, not putting nobody out there, but it happens. You know, we can't all come from good stock. I mean, even from bad upbringing, you can still squeeze some positivity out of it. But I think that there's a real advantage in the getting off to a good start with good people guiding you, raising you, and being directly involved in your upbringing. I definitely see the benefit in that. So, I said so. Morals and values. Yeah, if a person lacks those, you're not going to be able to use that as a bargaining chip. All right, so let's do these birthday shout-outs. We have some birthday shout-outs to do. Some people were born on this glorious November 28th, and they deserve to be acknowledged. So let's go about our business of acknowledging them and making them feel special because they are special, because they are special, because they are S-P-E-C-I-A-L. They get the R-E-S-P-E-C-T. They are S-P-E-C-I-A-L. They get the R-E-S-P-E-C-T. They are S-P-E-C-I-A-L. They get the R-E-S-P-E-C-T. They get number one out the box, Kamajelo Mogapi. Happy birthday to you, and also Alejandra German. Well, that's Alima. Okay, turning 43 years old today. And Indian Carmen Zorilla Rodriguez turning 34 years old today. And Bridget Bonner turning 35 years old today, and Tangela Finch turning 60 years old today, and Rosalie Humer turning 26 years old today, and Deanie Weller turning 41 years old today, and April Simon turning 44 years, years old today, and also Muchina Lexi turning, well, and also Tinka Pretty turning 25 years old today, and Shakina Walker turning 74 years old today, and last but not least, my girl Jackie Connolly Wood. Jackie Wood, happy birthday to you. I want to say happy birthday to all of you and anyone else out there who shares this birthday on this glorious, glorious, glorious November 28th, anywhere out there in the world, worldwide, internationally, and universally. All of y'all go ahead and turn up, but don't turn up too loud. Just turn up loud enough so everybody can hear you. Rock out, rock on and do the dance, the rock out, rock on and do the damn, rock out, rock on and do the dance, and you do your thing. Y'all represent the queens and kings, you do your thing. Y'all represent the queens and kings. Good things happen to those who wait. Great things happen to those who grind. And anything can happen to those who go for theirs. So go hard, go for yours, and remember, man, you know, as we talk about sleeping with the enemy, being with somebody who is extorting you, black male love affair, being in a black male love affair, I mean, what could be more uncomfortable with that? When you come home from the world, you're supposed to leave the world outside, on the other side of your door. What could be worse than going home to hell instead of escaping from hell when you go home? Well, going home to hell is exactly what it feels like when you're dealing with somebody that you know you can't trust inside your own home. It's like a chicken going home to a bunch of foxes right there in the hen house. And you know what foxes do to chickens? You know what foxes do to chickens? Well, it's a terrible situation to be in, but it's not a situation that cannot be avoided. But you're going to have to do something proactively in order to get it together. You're going to have to do something in order to corral the situation. And there is something that you can do. There are plenty of things that you can do. Number one, allow yourself to tell your own truth. Do not allow people to gain power over you because they have the power over telling your truth. Your truth should be something that only you tell. Just like your book should be something that only you write or is only you wrote or is only written by you. Don't let anybody else dictate to you what type of material you should have inside of your own truth. You know what happened. You know what happened leading up to it. You know what happened in the act, and you know what happened on the after, in the aftermath. So people trying to extort you and blackmail you will be irrelevant if you take control of telling your own truth. If you control the narrative of your truth, just make sure that the truth that you tell is the real truth that you can stand by and remember. Because there's a lot of people that get high and drunk and all of that, and the truth gets a little bit fuzzy. You know, it's hard to tell the truth when you're in a blackout situation. Peace to all my day ones, my everydays, and my brand news. I love y'all to death. Resuscitate y'all. I love y'all right back to life. Well, we won't be here, to my knowledge, tomorrow unless something very different happens. But I will tell y'all this. For those of y'all who care, the new job is going pretty well. It's going pretty well. And y'all know I don't normally talk about what I do, and I'm still not going to, for reasons that my content creators will fully understand. But yeah, it's going pretty well. It's a pretty decent situation, regardless of any chaotic activity that's going on. That's par for the course. But it's always good to be in a situation where people are working with you instead of against you. Love is love, baby. So I will keep y'all posted if I get a chance to do the show sometime during the week. Other than that, will holla at y'all next time. At y'all next time. Say holla at y'all next time. Yeah, holla at y'all next time. I might do something creative, though. It'll be a surprise.
It'll be a surprise!
All right. Don't forget to hit that like button. Don't forget to share the show. Don't forget to subscribe to the channel if you haven't subscribed to the channel yet. Do you know? Do you know? Do you know? Oh, my man, Smoke from Philly. My baby brother up in the house. My baby brother. Love you to death, man. You already know. I'll holler at you, too. All right, so let me get my Instagrammers. Yo, Five Slammer Jammer, thanks for coming on through and let me exercise my grammar, B. And for my blog talkers, I'm about to walk you, not like a dog walk, but we will talk another time. Thanks for listening to my rhyme, giving me time of day, and we play and stay together just like lovers, but we more like, you know, the bond of sisters and brothers. It's real. All right. And for my YouTubers, you know just how we do, but thanks for coming on through. I get you on the other side, my boobers. So,